Good morning, everyone. As we continue our way through Pesukei Dezimra, we get up this week to the parak of Yehi Chavod. Yehi Chavod, really almost at towards the center of Pesukei Dezimra. Ashrei, of course, is the highlight of Pesukei Dezimra. And Yehi Chavod, as its preceding paragraph, is a very, very important tefillah. And this tefillah is unique already in the sense that it is not a parak of Tehillim. It's not a story in Tanakh. It is a combination of 18 different lines. Hashem's, the 18 different lines, representing the 18 vertebrae in our spine. That's how many brachas there used to be in Shemona Esrei. Even though the vertebrae, the backbone of our tefillah, Pesukei Dezimra, this is the backbone of Pesukei Dezimra. 18 lines, a combination of Tehillim and of Mishlei. And the first line, Yehi Chavod Hashem Liolam, this line was actually said in the beginning of creation. The Gemara tells us that when Hashem created the trees, He commanded that each species should sprout by itself. This is what the Gemara tells us. So the grass says to themselves, if, even though it's the nature of trees to grow apart, Hashem insists that they have to grow separate. Our nature is to grow mixed. How the more so we should grow separate. So it says the Gemara, Mi'ad kol echad ve'echad yetze lemino. Each blade of grass and each kind of grass created on its own. At that moment, Psach Sara Olam, the minister of the world, so to speak, the angel said, Yichvod Hashem li'olam yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. This is a fundamental lesson in our lives and in our lives as Jews and our relationship with Hashem. Each blade of grass that came in the beginning of creation was created with the sense that it had a purpose and a mission. It wasn't created mixed. Hashem said everything is created separate. Every kind of tree, every blade of grass, every different kind of species will have its own separate purpose in this world. So says the grass. If the trees have that, and they of course grow separate, and they of course have their own mission, then even us, who grow mixed, who seem to look like one another, we're going to grow separate as well because we have a purpose. That's what this Sfas Emes tells us. Im ein ani li mili, when we say in Pirkei Avos, im ein ani li mili. If it's not for me, then who am I? Ki kol adam nivra litaken davar miyuchad. Because every single person has is created to fix something. Shein acher yachol litaken. That no one else could ever fix. Every single one of us has a purpose. And this is built into the text of our tefillah. When we say the words, Yehi Chavod Hashem Li Olam, we are mimicking that tefillah that was said in the beginning of creation. And is a reminder to us that the relationship that we have with God is at such a high level that Hashem has put us here because we have a mission to do. That mission changes. That mission, you know, could look different today than tomorrow. It could have a lot of missions today. It could have a big mission for the next year, whatever that may look like. But as we daven, we feel that special connection. And we say the tefillah that was said by the Sara Olam, by the Malach, as he says, as the blades of grass are being created. Yichvod Hashem li olam yismach Hashem ma'asav. Every single one of us has a purpose. Im ein ani li mili. Have a wonderful day.